November 29, Christ is Judge. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. John 5:22. In his teachings, Christ sought to impress men with the certainty of the coming judgment and with its publicity. This is not the judgment of a few individuals or even of a nation, but of a whole world of human intelligences, of accountable beings. It is to be held in the presence of other worlds that the love, the integrity, the service of man for God may be honored to the highest degree. There will be no lack of glory and honor. The law of God will be revealed in its majesty, and those who have stood in defiant rebellion against its holy precepts will understand that the law that they have discarded and despised and trampled underfoot is God's standard of character. In this speck of a world, the heavenly universe manifests the greatest interest, for Jesus paid an infinite price for the souls of its inhabitants. God has committed all judgment unto the Son, for without controversy he is God manifest in the flesh. God designed that the Prince of Sufferers in humanity should be judge of the whole world. He who came from the heavenly courts to save man from eternal death, he who submitted to be arraigned before an earthly tribunal, and who suffered the ignominious death of the cross, he alone is to pronounce the sentence of reward or of punishment. He who submitted to the suffering and humiliation of the cross here, in the counsel of God, is to have the fullest compensation and ascend the throne, acknowledged by all the heavenly universe as the King of Saints. He has undertaken the work of salvation and shown before unfallen worlds and the heavenly family that the work he has begun he is able to complete. In the day of final punishment and reward, both saints and sinners will recognize in him who was crucified the judge of all living. Solemn will be the day of final decision. Probationary time is granted us. Opportunities and privileges are given us to make our calling and election sure. How we should prize this precious time and improve every talent God has given, that we may be faithful stewards over ourselves.